If I'm Roy Williams, I pull that Tom Steyer guy. I call state of emergency. I just, the program is in state of emergency.
We need to change the future of the North Carolina program.
There's no doubt. We are in a state of emergency.
We have to save the program. That's what it does.
I mean, he's out indefinitely. He just had that scope on his meniscus. He's averaging 19 points a game. He's a second leading freshman scorer in the country behind Anthony Edwards, who's a heck of a player, at 19.8. I mean, they lose to Wofford. Now, that Wofford thing's crazy because they scheduled three games against them, and they lost two of them. So that, I don't know how, who's the scheduling coach there, but maybe there's a job open for me next year. I mean, to me,
Roy's going to flip out.
Yeah, it's your fault. Someone's going to flip out. I mean, you lose to Wofford twice. Now, nothing against disrespect to Wofford. They've always been a good program.
Yeah.
But to go into Chapel Hill and win, and this game was actually on a neutral site. They play at the old Carmichael Arena, which they used to play at years ago. They haven't played in that building since 1986.
Hated that building. Hated watching games on that building with that. The stupid scoreboard, the little flippy scoreboard in the corner, and for some reason, growing up, I liked Maryland, right? And I used to have to watch North Carolina and Maryland at Carmichael as they ran the four corner nonsense.
Yeah, it was fun to watch.
Right?
That was fun.
Have
to
a
watch.
10-point lead. You know, the game's in the 40s. There's 9 minutes left, and Dean's like, "I'm gonna waste 7 minutes here."
Just stalling away.
Yep.
But you know, the guy that might be taking his place now is going to be Kenny Smith's son, KJ Smith. He was a walk on. He's at North Carolina now. And, you know, the last game they had, Leaky Black was out. And then it was kind of like a pity party. They said, well, we lost Sterling Manley, too. Well, he was averaging 3 points and three rebounds.
Right.
So they're in trouble.
All right. Does the pity party get even worse, though? Is there any way Greg Anthony talks to his kid and he's like, listen, you're out 4 to 6 weeks. You're not back until the end of February. What's the freaking point? You've already proven this is kind of a Zion thing all over again. You already proven what you need to. You could be a top 10 pick. Don't risk the knee if it's not 100%. You can't risk your future.
In this case, it might happen. And the reason I say that is because the team isn't going to be competing for a national championship. I think the other way with Zion, they had a shot. I think with the Wiseman kid at Memphis, I mean, he's still not playing. And they've actually won every game without him. And he's probably the number one pick in the draft in my eyes. I think that they may have to think about Cole Anthony's situation when you start playing around with your knee. And he's already going to be a top five pick. I think they have him right now in some of the mock drafts in 3 or 4. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with his dad and what they decide to do.
So something that's not spoken about enough on the national level is right now is generally the, we'll call it, I was going to say break. It's academics time, right? So generally the schedule gets a little lighter. You got to finish out the semester and your academics. But also what can happen here, Joe, is kids look at where they are on a roster and they're like, you know what, mid-year transfer time. Time to go into the portal. So Charles O'Bannon, Bishop Gorman guy, Vegas guy, had UNLV on the list when he chose to go to USC. He hasn't played. So he's in the portal.
Yeah.
That's a good thing, right? He can go somewhere else and play, Joe.
Yeah, it's a good thing. But, you know, when I think about the portal, I think about a porta potty. You ever walk in one of those things? They're disgusting. They make you
stop.
Sick.
The portal's not that bad.
Oh, it's bad. It's bad. I don't know what porta potties you're going into, but you look into that porta potty and there's a lot of garbage in that hole. I'm going to tell you that right now. And I think that they designed it to make the student athlete have more control. And I think what it's designed to do is teach kids how to quit. I really do. I think all of a sudden things aren't going so good and your girlfriend's upset because you're not starting and mom and dad are upset and you're going to just quit. You made a commitment to that school. The old-fashioned way was you go sit down with the coach. You have a man-to-man conversation. You don't tweet him. You don't text him. You go talk to the guy. And the coach is going to tell you, well, let's work this out. Now, no coach wants a guy on their team that's unhappy. But at least have that conversation. Now all you have to do is go to the compliance office, and in 48 hours, they get to put it up on this portal. That's their job. That's the rule. And then anybody in the country can call you. So they're getting calls. As a matter of fact, I was just in Lubbock, and their top quarterback, their number one quarterback, is leaving. And I saw him. He happened to stop by and see my daughter because she graduated from Texas Tech. And I saw him, and he said to me, I already heard from 5 schools. He just got on the portal. So, I mean, it's a thing to me that – It's holding coaches hostage. And college basketball coaches, assistants, they don't need to go recruit. What do they need to do? They just look. It's like eHarmony.
Okay.
I mean, seriously, you just look there. Oh, this guy. Here's his phone number. I'm going to call him. It's like Tinder for basketball.